Okay, I'm wondering if the Buddha spoke about what part of us reincarnates. Is it possible to remember our past lives? Five khandhas. Same five khandhas. In the sense, well, I mean your physical body passes away, but it's the feeling of, how do you say, identification with body is still there. It seeks another body. So that, but then the feeling, perception, mental formations, conscious, the same five khandhas. It's not, how do you say, it's a lot of the same stuff over and over again. and then it is possible for some people to remember their past lives, either through spontaneous recollection or through cultivation, and there's actual practices that are laid out for how to remember past lives. So that that's a possibility within the within the mind. I can't. But I can't do a lot of things. Like it's like perception of seeing devas or ghosts or whatever. I don't see any of that. I lived at Wat Nanachat for years, and I got to know where all the different kind of ghosts lived, because I lived there for many years. Then I was the abbot for 15 years, and you start hearing the same story years apart from different people from different countries, and you say, okay, well, maybe there's something to that. But personally, they don't talk to me. It was really funny. There was one time a person came to me and said, and they'd only just recently come to the monastery, and they said, Ajahn, I've got this. And she's a bit nervous. I said, I've got this very strange request. And I don't know, you know, what you think of this, but it was very tentative. But I saw this being, and you know, over in such and such an area of the monastery, and they asked if you would dedicate merit for them, because they know that you don't, you can't, you don't pay attention to them or something. I can't remember how it was put. It's just too thick to get it. So, and that's my limitations.